Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me today. Those of you who've been listening already and those of you who just tuned in, we're really glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. We got some good stuff lined up for you. The rest of the hour, we got our good friend Sam Norwood, as I promised you. Sam is here. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC, which we'll tell you a little bit more about that organization a little bit later on. But once a month, Sam polls his partners. He has about 600 partners around the country who are helping to run businesses not unlike yours and mine, about the same size. Some of them may be a little bit bigger, but a lot of them about the size of our businesses. And they're helping to run these businesses. They're out there where the rubber meets the road. They got the ear to the ground. Listening for all the signs that you and I need to know about how the economy is going, and he takes that information that they give him, compiles it into a report, and brings it to us. And, of course, he doesn't do it just for us, but he does share it with us, and we really appreciate that about him. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Jim. It's fun every month.
It's always fun to have you here. We really appreciate the effort that you make and the information that you provide. However, I'm going to ask you to do something I ask all of our Brain Trust members to do when they've been traveling, when they've been abroad. And you just come back, you just returned recently from Turkey.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell us, we live vicariously. Some of us live vicariously through the lives of people like you who go places and do things, and we don't get to go. So you have to tell us how things were when you come back.
Well, that's we were there for about 2 weeks. For about a week, we attended a conference in Istanbul, a leadership conference directed toward young rising individuals from Central Eurasia, all the countries that end with Stan, like Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and all. The rising stars there. We invite five from each country and of nine countries and have a conference with them about leadership, not about politics, but about leadership. And then
right.
We went down, six of us went and chartered a boat where the Mediterranean meets the Aegean Sea. It's so historic because the Greeks were there, and then the Romans were there.
The Phoenicians?
What's that?
The Phoenicians?
This is the Phoenicians. I'm sure they must have called there, but they didn't leave an imprint like the Greeks and the Romans.
Right.
And of course, the Byzantines, the Byzantine Empire, and all. So we got to see a lot of ruins on our shore excursions, but we sailed this 51-foot sloop on the Lycian coast. Very historic, very educational, and a lot of fun. It's beautiful water there.
You know, Turkey is really trying pretty hard to be part of the global market and the global organizations that are out there. For example, only a week or so, maybe 2 weeks before you were there, they hosted the International Chamber of Commerce Conference.
Well, they're really trying. They look to the West. Ever since Ataturk modernized Turkey and changed the alphabet to use our kind of alphabet from the old Turkish alphabet, they've been looking to the West, and they really want to get into the European community. France primarily is blocking that. So we didn't have the European currency. They have the lira there, which has been stable. Actually, it's and they're keeping their house in order in the economy, and they're
yet another reason to be annoyed at France, ladies and gentlemen. We keep coming up with all these cool reasons to be annoyed at France, we need Turkey to be part of the to be part of our family.
Well, they are our friends. They're friends of the West, and they're very, very nice people. It's interesting that it's about 70% Muslim. And it's, but it's a secular government. And they are friendly to everybody, and we had no problem at all whatsoever. We felt totally safe. These are honest people and nice
people.
What do
you think about the, what do you think about the economy?
Well, it's hard for us to get a sense for it as vacationers, but I'll say this. We spent a lot of time in walking the streets of Istanbul, and the streets are alive with happy, well-dressed, apparently affluent young people, and it was apparent to us that the economy is doing really well there.
Right.
I would bet money on it. I would invest there very easily without qualification.
I wonder if their government would be a good model for Iraq. That might be something to think about.
Might very well.
Stand by, Sam. Quick break. We'll come back. We're going to get into this report that Sam has brought us. Now that we've talked about Turkey, it's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. We're talking right now. We're going to talk about the survey that he conducted this last month. Sam, what does the economy look like according to your partners?
Well, you know, if you look at the market and you see volatility in the market, we are seeing volatility in the responses month to month as to what's going on there.
Your arrows are pointing in every direction, but consistent, aren't they?
It's a varied scene, and it's symptomatic of an economy that is in change. We take a survey at the end of every month, and this survey is as of August the 1st. The survey is actually conducted right at the end of July, and so as of August the 1st, our view is that the economy is weakening, and particularly if we look at backlogs, and particularly if we look at financing conditions, and the financing conditions in particular are worrisome for us. It showed up in our survey that conditions are worsening and have been for the last 30 days and actually have been for the last 90 days. And going forward for the next 60 days, we see further weakening.
Is that access to capital or cost
of capital?
More
access to capital than it is the price of capital. Although at the margin, the price of capital is going up. For marginal borrowers, which include many of us who are growing our businesses and we're struggling, we've had for the past several years pretty easy access to capital, to money, the loan. But ever since there's been this meltdown of the subprime mortgages, it's caused all lenders to look at marginal borrowers, whether they're personal borrowers or corporate borrowers, and they're tightening their underwriting standards, and we think that this is going to continue for a while. They're worried about the possibility, and frankly, anecdotally, I can tell you that within our partnership, we have discussions. We see the tightening of the lending standards. So those of us who are in businesses that are pushing the envelope on our ability to get capital are probably in for a tough time, and it probably will overswing on the toughness just as it overswung on the easiness in the last few years.
And that's not going to bode well for the economy. So, folks, the lesson here is not tomorrow, today. You need to, whatever you have out there in terms of debt that is temporary, that is short term, that you're going to continue to need, or if you've got any kind of long term debt that's coming up with a renewal period, now would be a good time to go ahead and try to get that nailed down. Don't wait 4, 5, or 6 months from now.
Right. This would be a good time to be in touch with your lender and reassure your lender that business is okay, That you're minding the store, so to speak.
Yep.
That you're aware that things are tightening and that you want your business to not be caught up in that.
What can you do to help him do that or her? And this is not a good time. And I hate to say this, folks, because I usually try to help you get the best price I can with my advice. But I'll tell you, now would not be probably a good time to be picky about the rates.
Right. Don't worry about the rates right now.
You want the terms, not the rates.
Yep. You want availability. I'm old enough to have lived through the credit crunch of 1974, and I remember this one really well, where it didn't matter what the rate was. It simply wasn't available.
Right.
You couldn't, and I would rather
I don't think we're heading toward
a little bit higher price than non-availability.
I don't think we're heading in toward a 1974 scenario, though, do you say?
No, I don't. I'm not calling it that, but we are heading into something of a crunch. We don't know how big it'll be or how long it'll last or how severe it will be or whom it will really affect. But we do know that there is a deterioration of credit availability. And at the marginal borrower, expect higher prices for loan. We already saw last week, in 1 week alone, the second mortgage rates went up by about 1 percentage point.
Mm-hmm.
So that we'll wait and see. And in fact, this will cause a greater attention to our month-to-month survey as to how, whether and to what degree this is affecting things. Right now, for example, we saw a positive indicator in the commitments to capital expenditures, both in the last 30 days and the outlook for the next 60. Capital expenditure commitments are solid and up a little bit. We also saw in employment that employment remained steady. So in these indicators, we will be monitoring this very closely from month to month to see whether or not we're seeing an overall deterioration or whether it's just at the margin.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, the interesting thing about this, Sam, is you've got all these mixed signals out there because second quarter GDP was over 3%. We had a good quarter.
Yeah, it was in the way they measured the GDP overall looked pretty good, and we saw that pick up and recorded it and talked about it on this show. But for the last 3 months, the trend has been toward the negative, and so we believe the third quarter will be weaker than the second.
Right, exactly. Stand by, Sam. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
See you later, alligator.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and the newsletter and the blog, archives of past interviews all the way back to 99 in categories that you can search for, including the articles are set up the same way. You pick a topic that you're interested in, and we've got an article about multiple articles about that, multiple interviews that I've done in the past about just about everything you can think of, and we've got Brain Trust members arranged the same way. So check that out when you get a chance, and my free newsletter is there for you to subscribe to. I hope you'll do that. It's got a whole new look. It looks great. Getting a lot of great comments on the new look. And then, of course, AskJim.biz, our knowledge base, where you can get small business answers now, and you don't have to wait on those, and that's free as well. Just check it out. Come on in. We'll let you in. You can kind of hang out there and get some good information. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's a great supporter of ours and a great resource for us every month. And he's with Tatum LLC. And that's TatumLLC.com, or is it just Tatum.com, Sam?
TatumLLC.com is our website.
Yeah.
And folks can go there and see what we're up to. We actually provide professional services, executive services to small and medium-sized and some large businesses. as an executive outsource provider. We integrate right with the management of the company as chief financial officers, chief information officers, or projects as an extension of the C-level executives, chief executive and board, where we do projects that are helpful and to the high-level execs, primarily having to do with strategy and financial and technology topics.
That's StatumLLC.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Sam, you guys look 60 days into the future.
Yeah.
In your survey, what are we looking at?
Well, we're looking, of course, at through August and September. Our judgment, based on the survey, is that the third quarter will come in weaker than the second quarter, but we are not seeing a recession. We see a weakening of the economy looking forward, but not a recession. Naturally, the effects that are going on through the credit crunch that seems to be developing will have an impact in the third quarter and the fourth quarter. But right now, we see it as being weaker, but not recessionary. And our visibility doesn't really go beyond 60 days, but we do feel like the trend that has developed over the last 3 months probably is going to extend itself for the next two, and we'll see month to month now what it looks like in terms of things like backlogs, employment, and capital expenditure commitments.
This is a kind of a scary time for small business owners, Sam, because we got all these different indicators. The stock market is up, it's down. Oil prices are up, and now they're on the way down a little bit.
Yeah.
We got, unemployment is down. People have jobs if they want them. The economy seems to be doing okay, but then we got the real estate issue out there that's dogging us a little bit. And this is a scary time, isn't it?
Well, it is scary to some degree, but if you look back, let's take a look at oil prices. Last year, we had a very similar pattern develop in oil prices, where they topped out at around $75 or $77 a barrel, and then starting in August, this very month, a year ago, started to decline. And the same thing is happening right now, and as they declined right through the fall and into the winter, that was a great stimulus to the stock market, and the market climbed right on up and kept on climbing. So we may see that a similar pattern as vacation ends and summer ends.
Right.
The use of fuel declines into the fall, then we may see oil energy prices declining, and that would be a positive for the market.
You know, Sam, I feel like we're living the Chinese curse.
Well,
which is, may you live in interesting times.
Well, it is interesting.
We certainly have some very interesting times, but I'm afraid that's all the time we have. But we'll look forward to your September report, Sam. Thanks for being here today.
Great pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. That's TatumLLC.com. Check that website out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.